honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
The first time I went to see a chiropractor was in 1993 after I got hit by a bread truck riding my bike. Needless to say, the accident was unpleasant, but the chiropractic experience was wonderful, and it really turned me on to chiropractic. Now, there are some myths out there about chiropractic care, but there's some great things, right, Andrea? I mean, you've been to a chiropractor yourself, and you seem to really love it.
Oh, I've been going to see a chiropractor for many, many years, and I even went to one every single week when I was pregnant with all three of my kids.
Oh, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it? Oh my gosh, my back pain was tremendous. All right, well, let's bring in Dr. Jessica Allison. She's a chiropractic doctor and acupuncturist in Thornhill, Ontario. And we're going to talk about some of these myths today of chiropractic care. Hello, Dr. Jessica.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show. This is quite the pleasure.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Before you jump into the myths, I'd love to know what got you interested in being a chiropractor and acupuncturist.
Well, I was 16 when I had a pretty major knee injury that kind of kept me from some of the sports I wanted to do. And so that's when I had an option. I went to go see my medical doctor, and he suggested I go see a chiropractor for some of the treatment. And I was amazed at first how pleasant the treatments were, but also to how quickly I was able to get back into running. I was doing some speed work on the track and field team, and how well I was able to perform after chiropractic care. So after that, I wanted to study the human frame a little bit more, and then that led me into chiropractic care, and that's why I'm now a chiropractic doctor.
Good for you. No, like I said earlier, I'm a huge fan of it, and I want to talk today a little bit about the myths, because Jessica, you know as well as I know, when we speak to people, sometimes people have either positive things to say or negative things to say about their chiropractor or chiropractic treatments. So let's get into some of the myths, the top three myths that people, when it comes to thinking of a chiropractor, what are they? The first one I know that you had asked us to cover was chiropractors are not real doctors. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this one I was pretty surprised by when early on my career, a number of people had asked me, why are chiropractors given the doctor title? It seemed that many people were confused and unaware of, I guess, our educational level and also, too, of our scope of practice. So in Ontario, much like the other provinces of Canada and the different states of the U.S., chiropractic is one of five healthcare professionals legally entitled to use the doctor title. And this is because chiropractic doctors are considered a primary care practitioner. This means that they act as a first contact healthcare professional, just like your medical doctor. And chiropractic doctors have been given the authorized act to deliver a diagnosis, which is often the first question that must be answered whenever you visit any type of doctor. And so this is why we're given the doctor title.
I think it's so good that you mentioned that, and it must feel really badly when people discredit you and chiropractors in general.
Yeah, I actually have an interesting story. I went to a high school reunion not long after I graduated and started practicing, and a lot of people didn't understand, I guess, the amount of schooling I had gone to. So to become a chiropractic doctor, you have to complete an undergraduate degree, 4 years, in some type of science or in kinesiology. And then you go on to complete another 4 years at an accredited college to become a doctor of chiropractic. So it's 8 years in total. And when I do tell people about that education, they then understand our area of specialties and understand why now we're able to diagnose and to be called a doctor.
Very, very interesting. So I want to move on to the second myth. Chiropractic is only effective for back pain. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is partly actually true. There have been many clinical studies that prove chiropractic care is very effective for the diagnosis and treatment of back pain, but this is not the only condition that chiropractors treat. Chiropractors are trained to care for all joints of the human body, which is amazing, and it's great about what we can be able to treat in our clinical setting. So back pain, which affects 80% of the population, is the most common reason people seem to see a chiropractor, and that's why we're kind of sometimes categorized as back doctors. But some other more common reasons are neck pain and headaches. But it doesn't just end there. Conditions such as tendinitis, and right now we're getting into the golf and tennis season. I'm seeing a lot of different types of tendinitis. Osteoarthritis, ligament sprains and strains, chronic pain syndrome, temporal mandibular joint or jaw pain. Those are all things that do benefit from chiropractic care, and often those are the conditions that are appropriate for us to treat too.
Well, I know for myself, when I get a headache, you know, the chiropractor is the first place I go to get treated, because I know that it has to do with something in my neck and it could be from my spine. So, you know, for all of you out there listening, it definitely can help many different things. And, you know, in fact, my son had my 10-year-old had a fall last year and he couldn't move his neck. So, Lisa, I don't even know if I told you about this story, but he couldn't move his neck, and he's an avid soccer player, and he went out in his cleats. Don't ask. He was running around, went out in his brand new cleats, and he tripped and he fell on his bum.
Oh, no.
And he couldn't move his neck. He couldn't look side to side. So what I did is I brought him right to the chiropractor, and it helped him immediately. So, Jessica, that's something that people should be aware of as well, is that if they have an acute injury, a chiropractor would be a great place to go for help, right?
Oh, exactly. And we're able to diagnose and then treat it right away, specifically because we work with our hands. We have hands-on treatment, and we're able to often treat and fix those little kind of malalignments that occur in the spine after a fall like that happened with your son. So that's right into the area that we do specialize in, are able to treat very effectively.
Now, Dr. Jessica, you mentioned tendinitis. I have tennis elbow, although I don't play tennis. So okay. At any rate, I still got it without the fun. What would you do for something like that? How does that relate with chiropractic care?
Well, what we do is we look at the elbow itself, and the tendinitis is in the tendon, which is part of the muscle. And obviously, when that happens, what we do is we look at, why is that elbow not moving the way it should? Is it has decreased range of motion, meaning it put more pressure on the tendon or the muscle there? So we work to restore the elbow range of motion, and then ergonomically speaking, we can talk about why this happened. So tennis elbow actually happens to a lot of individuals who sit at a desk and use the mouse quite a bit. So that's a common area that we see tennis elbow arising from too.
Yeah, that's me. This darn mouse.
That's right.
Oh, the computers, right? The computers. All right. Well, we only have time for one last myth, which is, so we'll cover the three. What about the fact, talk a little bit about the science behind chiropractic and giving people some information about how it really works.
Well, there's been a lot of very good and promising work coming out of a lot of the universities and the chiropractic college. There's a lot of chiropractic doctors who are now PhDs. Who are now showing the evidence behind our care and how it really works. And some of the things that we've been seeing in the results from these tests is that chiropractic care is really effective at reducing pain by working on the nervous system, to increase your immune function, your general overall well-being, and also to increase brain function. And some interesting tests that they did and some research that they did is that chiropractic care is actually more favorable over pharmaceutical management when dealing with neck and back pain. So I know, Lisa, I think you mentioned when you were in a car accident, we tend to see a lot of individuals with neck and back pain after that. And what we do as chiropractors in the office can be very effective over some of the pharmaceutical management that you might otherwise choose.
Well, thank you, Jessica. We're out of time today. It went so fast. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. This was a pleasure.
We're going to have you come back soon. If you'd like to follow Jessica on Twitter, you could follow her at @Dr_Jess. That's DOCTOR_JESS. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.